Tuesday the 24th of December 2019, Late Night Communion Service. Sermon Series, A Star is Born. Sermon Title, Star Shaped. Bible Reading, Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. Talk by Reverend Christine Harding. The original recording did not include the Bible reading, so I'll read that in for you now. It's from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfil his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labour in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. That was the word of the Lord, and now it's over to Reverend Christine Harding for her talk.
Good evening. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that the words that I speak will be your words, and that you will speak into each of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As Martin said, our sermon series over the Christmas period is A Star is Born. And this evening we're looking at a star shaped. Now I wonder, what thoughts immediately come to mind when you think about a star? Do you think of a famous footballer, entertainer, or perhaps you're more into stargazing and can name all the important stars in the sky? Or do you think about the most important star that will change your life forever? Because that's what Christmas is all about. To bring our minds back to over 2,000 years ago, when a special star led people to find a baby born in a manger, the saviour of the world, Jesus Christ. And that's what makes this time of the year so special. It brings us back to reality and the difference Jesus can and does make in our lives to enable us to live a star-shaped life. Many years ago, I went to Uganda to do some missionary work with the children, and there were two things that really struck me whilst I was there. And the first was this amazing faith that the children had. Although they had nothing, then struggled on a day-to-day basis, they had this hunger to know more about Jesus. They had something that I have never seen before or since, a real extraordinary trust in Jesus. And the love that they had for him just shone out of them. Even though on a daily basis they found things really, really difficult, but they faced these things knowing that Jesus was with them. And they shone like stars in the night sky, shining so brightly that it made you want to capture what they had, bottle it, and bring it home to share with others. And the second thing that I noticed, which once again I had never noticed here before, was how brightly the stars shone in the night sky. Probably because there were no other lights. It was always pitch black, and the only lights you had were the stars and the moon. And they just seemed so bright that you could actually see them with the naked eye. And I couldn't believe how many stars that you could actually see. And I would just spend hours sitting there in the quiet and just reminiscing and praying to God and looking up at the stars, but words cannot even describe the beauty of them. We are called by God to let the beauty of Christ's light shine through each one of us, especially here in Chapel Heath and beyond, so that we may shine in this dark world as we share the gospel with those around us. And verse 15 says, in which you shine like stars in the universe. Shining like stars has everything to do with our obedience to God, who has a plan for each and every one of us. And what better time of the year to expedite that plan, as we ask ourselves some serious questions, like, what are our priorities at this time of the year? I wonder, do we truly understand why we celebrate Christmas? Or do we get trapped in the hustle and bustle of a materialistic Christmas and worry more about what we're going to buy for our loved ones or whether our decorations are bigger and better than others? Or have we really grasped what it truly means to let our light shine in this dark world by being good witnesses for Christ in our workplaces, colleges, community, or when we're with families and friends? We have a responsibility as Christians to be different, especially when we're in the world meeting with others. Do they know that we are Christians? Do our words and actions show the light of Jesus shining, or do we let his light fade out and become one of the crowd? We all have a gospel to proclaim, to tell those around us who do not know Jesus about his love, grace, and mercy. We are to stand out from the world. God calls us to do everything without complaining or arguing, and to be blameless and pure children of God without fault. Well, let's not miss the point here. Now, I'm not talking about us being like little angels, perfect and sinless, because we know that we cannot live our lives in that way. But we can be good witnesses for God by living our lives in such a way that no one can find fault with us, criticise or question our status as children of God. Because without a doubt, those who know and love the Lord Jesus are indeed children of God. But far too often, we act like we are children of the world by blending in and allowing the world around us to conform us to its image, instead of letting God work within us to conform us to Christ's image. So how then can we continue to shine like stars and back up our witness if we have become indistinguishably from those around us? We've probably heard 1,000 times that we are supposed to be in the world, but not of it. But what does that look like? How can we interact with lost people without being influenced by the unbelief and hostility towards God so prevalent in our culture? In many ways, it's a lot like a boat in the water. And we all know that a boat is designed to float in the water, to be in the water, to be surrounded by the water on all sides. But there shouldn't be any water in the boat. Our goal as followers of Christ is to actively engage our culture with the gospel without allowing the culture's ungodly morals, values, attitudes and behaviours to infiltrate our lives. God calls us to shine like stars in the midst of a dark sky and not blend in with the world, but to stand out from the darkness around us, complaining, arguing, impurity, selfishness, hatefulness, just to mention a few. All turn out the light and keep us from fulfilling our mission of sharing the gospel effectively in a world that desperately needs the love of God to shine through. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson decided to go on a camping trip. And after dinner and a bottle of wine, they get comfortable in their tent and lay down for the night and go to sleep. Some hours later, Holmes awoke and nudged his faithful friend. "Watson, look up and tell me what you see." Watson replied, "I see a million stars." "What does that tell you?" Watson pondered for a minute. "Astronomically, it tells me that there are a million galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Astrologically, I observe that Satan is in Leo. And horologically, I deduce that the time is approximately 3:15. Theologically, I can see that God is all-powerful and that we are small and insignificant. Meteorologically, I suspect that we will have a beautiful day tomorrow." "What does it tell you, Holmes?" Holmes was silent for a minute, then spoke. "Watson, you idiot! Someone has stolen our tent." Many people try to be stars in the world of entertainment, only to find their stardom temporary. But God tells us how we can be eternal stars, because his desire is that we would be a duplication of Jesus Christ, as shining stars to shine forth God as light in the dark of this age, as we share our Lord with others and become true stars, radiantly beautiful in God's sight. And Daniel 12:3 expresses this sentiment. "And those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." Take all these candles, for instance. They give us light, don't they? But if we should blow them out, we would all be in darkness, a bit like our world. But if we should leave one candle burning, it would shine through the darkness and allow us to follow the light. So let's not allow the world to snub out the light of Jesus, but keep it bright so all may see the true light. That's where we come in, to ensure our lives represent a star-shaped shining example of that light. And together, we will make a difference. The Star of Bethlehem, also called the Christmas Star, is the star that led the wise men to Bethlehem and stopped over the location where Jesus was born, the true light of the world. Now, I've talked a lot about stars and the difference they make. And as they radiate light, I have brought a star with me. And as you see, a star has 5 points. And I would like us briefly to consider each point I've mentioned. I've mentioned the word shine and its importance that we live star-shaped lives. And as you leave here this evening, there will be a star for each of you to take home. Take it with you, hang it on your Christmas tree, and it will remind you how important it is that we shine. And on the back, you will find some words written, which I'm going to explain now what they are. Because it's important that we live those lives that we have been called to live. Because it's not only about this time of the year, it's every day of our lives we should be living those lights. Jesus is the saviour of the world. And that's why we celebrate this time of the year. We were in darkness and in need of a saviour. All the kings, prophets and judges were not able to bring us back into a relationship with God. The rift between humanity and God was getting further apart. There was only one person who could heal that rift, and that was God's only Son, who was sent into the world as a babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, to die on a cross. And through his death and resurrection, he paid the price for you and for me. He was the ransom for our sinful ways, the light we needed then and desperately need now. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Jesus is the healer who came to bring healing into our lives, not just physical healing, but spiritual healing, because he cares about the whole of us, not just about our sick, ailing bodies, but also about our souls, the invisible part of you and me, our mind, heart, and will. Because our soul will live forever. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. By his wounds we are healed. Jesus is the instructor and shows us how to live our lives. The Bible tells us what Jesus expects of us and explains how we can have a relationship with him and grow in that relationship. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation. Jesus is the new life we are searching for. In him we have a new life, a fresh start, a new beginning. And he is making all things new, which includes all of us. Because God's ultimate goal of new life is for us to become perfectly united with him. And as things were in the Garden of Eden. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Jesus is the way to eternal life. The entire gospel comes to a focus in John 3:16. God's love is not static or self-centered. It reaches out and draws others in. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If we've never given our lives to Jesus, what a wonderful time to do that now, today, as we celebrate his birth. Let us begin that new life. Jesus wants us to come to him. We're going to share in communion a little later. Maybe you would like prayer at the communion table. Then just ask and someone will pray for you. But take that opportunity today to renew your life with Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you have called us to be stars, to shine in this dark world. Father, help us, especially at this time, to recognise who you are and why we celebrate this time of the year. Father, help us to remember it's all about you. Be with us throughout this Christmas period. Help us to enjoy our time with families and friends. But most of all, may we give you all the thanks and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.